Praise God. Let's begin by singing number 64, I believe it is, in our white book, Jesus Revealed in Me. Let's see if that's the right page. Yes, 64 in the white book.
Christ the transforming light touches this heart of mine, painting the darkest night, making his glory shine, oh, to reflect his grace.
Jesus, thank you, Father. The Bible tells us that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people, that he's enthroned upon those praises. That's why we praise him so much, because we want Jesus to reign and to take charge of our meetings and to take charge of our lives. And one way to invite him to do that is to praise him. And we ought to praise him until we touch him. You know, praise isn't just a filler that we do to fill up time. That would be a shame. But praise, when we praise in faith, when we praise according to the Word of God, God meets us. God prepares our hearts to receive His Word. God opens our hearts to the Holy Spirit. And so we want to praise Him with the understanding. That's what the psalmist says. Don't just praise Him, but understand why you're praising Him and what God does when we praise Him and how greatly we need to praise Him. I know you know that. And so I just want to encourage you. Praise the Lord tonight. Be free. Ask the Lord to give you great liberty in worship and to forget about yourself and to just focus on Him. You know, this song is very precious, and I think of something that we heard in our fellowship for many years. The world doesn't need you. The world needs Jesus in you. That's a big difference. The world doesn't need me, but they need Jesus in me. They need to see Christ in me, reflected in my life. They need to see the love of God, not my love, but Christ's love, manifest in my life, and so on. And so that's what this song is all about. Jesus revealed in me. I have Jesus living in my heart, but He wants to get out. He wants to shine forth. That's the idea. He doesn't want to leave me. But He wants people to see Him. And so we pray, Lord, fill me. Fill me in such a way that people lose sight of me and they see Jesus in me. That Jesus take over somehow. Like John the Baptist said, He must increase, but I must decrease. John recognized that. The world needs Jesus. They didn't need John the Baptist. He had a place to fill, but he wasn't the Savior. He couldn't save anyone from their sins and deliver anyone from their bondages. That was the work of Jesus. And so we need to get that settled in our hearts. The world needs to see Jesus in me. That's why I seek Him the way I do. That's why I spend time in His presence. Not just that He come to me, but that He reveal Himself in such a way that He can shine through me and bring blessing to others. Praise God. So let's sing that chorus one more time. Oh, to reflect His grace. Praise God.
Oh, to reflect His grace, causing the world to see love that will flow till others shall know Jesus will live in me. Yes, Lord. Oh, fill me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Every part of me, Lord. We need You, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Till I want no more. ourselves to you, Jesus. Oh, fill us tonight, Lord. Make more room for yourself in us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, praise God. Let Jesus be revealed in this place tonight, Lord. In this meeting, in the gatherings that they have in the cottage and in the village. Lord, we thank you that we can serve you here at camp. We thank you that we can be channels of your blessing. But Lord, we recognize that what each one needs is not us, but Jesus. Jesus in us. Jesus working through us. Let that be the case among the counselors, Lord. Let it be more of Jesus and less of themselves. Make them conscious of the fact that Jesus is anointing them, that he's flowing through them, that he's loving through them. Oh, Jesus, we know that. That's where the lasting changes come from. That's where the deep impressions are made when it's Jesus coming forth. Oh, do it down in the cottage, Lord. Let these little ones meet Jesus. Let them see Jesus and experience him as their counselors love them and care for them and minister to them. The Word of God here tonight, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We've come to meet you. God, we have to hear from you tonight. And so, Jesus, that's our desire. That's our faith. And, Lord, we know that that's your plan over this meeting as well. And so we thank you for that. Oh, God, let your Spirit sweep over this camp tonight. We thank you for the work that you're doing, Lord. We want it to increase the power of God, the presence of God, the glory of God day by day. Lord, and we thank you that we have opportunity yet before us to continue seeking you and finding you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad for these songs in the White Book that our brother Paul worked so hard to put together for us. You don't find these songs in a lot of the hymn books. And so he gathered them, and they're so precious. Their words are so rich. You know, when I was younger, I liked contemporary Christian music, and I still do to some extent. But, you know, there was a time when, I played electric guitar, and I needed to find some music that I could relate to, I used to say. And so I went to the Christian bookstore, and music was getting a little contemporary back then, starting to. And I liked Phil Keaggy and different guitarists and Christian bands. But, you know, there came a time when the substance of the songs became more important to me than the style of the songs. Isn't that interesting? Now, if you could find good style and good substance, well, that's a good thing. But I found that a lot of the contemporary songs that I were listening to, although I enjoyed the music, they didn't really say a whole lot. Some did, and I sort of gravitated to those ones after a while. But when I came up to Pilgrim Camp and we started singing these hymns, or I got introduced to them, boy, they were so rich. Just the words, they just spoke into my heart, and I could relate to what the hymn writers was expressing. And I got to love the music, too. But I came to a place in my life where the substance was much more important. And I've noticed that among our young people, too. They love the contemporary Christian music, and there's a lot of good stuff out there. That's a real blessing. But it's always interesting to me when you talk to some of the young people, it's your birthday, what song would you like to sing? They sing a hymn. They find a hymn that speaks to them. Search me, O God, or Jesus revealed in me, or something like that. And I'm always happy to hear that substance is becoming the more important thing. And so whatever music you listen to, you want to make sure that it glorifies God. You want to make sure that it's scriptural and that it gives expression to the things that God is doing in your life and working in your heart. And then we can sing them in faith, and we can believe God to meet us as we do.
And so it's not a matter of contemporary or hymns, but the important thing is that we think about what we're singing, that as we heard the other day, we mean what we're saying. We pray the songs from our heart, and we meet Jesus as we do. Praise God. Let's sing the song, God Will Take Care of You. I know it's in our hymn book. Okay? Thank you. 312. God Will Take Care of You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Lord.
make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide.
Thank you.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths.
Amen.
That's God's word.